Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM this morning. I'm Megan Lynch. Great Rivers Greenway celebrating 25 years and looking ahead to some new projects. And you can have a front row seat at a discussion this Thursday. Emma Clues, Vice President of Communications and Outreach for Great Rivers Greenway, joins me now on the air. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Megan.
Let's take us back to that 25 years ago. How did Great Rivers get its start?
Yes. So there was a civic effort in the 90s called St. Louis 2004, and they really did an immense amount of civic engagement, asking the community, you know, what is the legacy of our time? Thinking about St. Louis in 1904 was quite a big deal on the world stage. And so looking forward to 2004. And some of the answers were parks, greenways, trails, and connecting the community together. So the voters created this in the year 2000 in November, as you said, 25th anniversary in St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and St. Charles County.
How many miles of trails and greenways are now part of this network?
We have 140 miles and counting, and these are paved pathways where you can walk, run, you know, push a stroller, roll a wheelchair, ride a bicycle.
I think people don't understand, if they have not seen some of these trails, really how thought out these are and how beautiful they are to walk through.
Well, thank you. I think so, too. They really are more than just a trail. So these are, again, these paved, accessible pathways, but they also have the conservation projects along the way to help our habitats. They have the amenities that you need, like, you know, restrooms, drinking fountains, bike racks, and then connections to all these destinations. St. Louis has so many cool things, and we're just trying to connect them all together, whether that's, you know, a place to visit, your work, school, place of worship, transit, you name it, we want to connect you to it.
How do these link communities in our region?
Yeah, so if you think about St. Louis, the region that we're serving is 1,200 square miles, St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and St. Charles County. And I always say, oh, it's just 120 towns. No big deal. Just getting everybody together. And so it's so fascinating to me because sometimes we'll build a project that's maybe 4 miles long, but it might go through 3 different towns or 7 different neighborhoods. And the greenways transcend all of those barriers and boundaries and really connect folks together to get around in a different way. The example I like to use is if you're maybe checking out an exhibit at the Missouri History Museum in Forest Park, and you want to go next to maybe a show at the Two Hill at UMSL's campus, you probably are thinking about getting on a couple highways to get there. But the St. Vincent Greenway, when it's finished, will connect you in just about 6 miles. It's really not that far away. But, you know, people don't always think about going as the crow flies, so to speak. So we're excited to have these new connections so that people can really explore and enjoy everything that our region has to offer.
I see that plans call for 8 new bridges along the network. Talk about where these will be located.
Yeah, these are all over the region. So we just happen to have so many different bridges all happening at once, which is exciting. Some of these are, you know, just over a creek. Some of these are crossing a major river or perhaps a highway. The ones that are coming up first in construction are Darden Greenway in St. Charles County with the City of St. Peter's. And this is north of Mexico Road, where the Darden Greenway currently ends. So we're expanding that north. There's also the Merrimack Greenway, which is connecting to previously disconnected parts of Route 66 State Park out in Eureka. And then some of the other projects are in Brick-on-Greenways in the city of St. Louis. So this is creating a bridge that goes in between the two decks of 6440 where Spring Street is. So between City Foundry and the Grand Metrolink station to be able to bridge through and connect to that transit stop. So those are just a couple of examples, but they're all over the region and really exciting to see an ability to create connections where they weren't there before.
How much is safety and access considered when you're planning these new routes?
Yeah, those are both huge. So, you know, safety can mean so many different things. So for some, safety is a smooth paved path where they can, you know, get their wheelchair out there safely. For some, safety is about lighting or, you know, presence of other people and making sure that they feel physically safe. And so we talk to communities. Everything that we do is from community engagement. And so we really like to hear from people about what safety means to them and what's important in that area, and then plan those projects accordingly. So access is huge, whether that be, you know, a little spur into the neighborhood where someone could be able to get on the greenway, or the literal sort of accessibility and making sure that we have, you know, the right ramps and the right grade and nothing is too steep for somebody that not only in a wheelchair, but also a walker or just even a stroller.
You mentioned public engagement, and you do have the panel discussion coming up this Thursday. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the panel discussion is a partnership with Focus St. Louis and St. Louis County Libraries. It's at the Clark Family Branch, and we're excited to hear from both local and national experts about how greenways can really have a huge civic impact on not just our region, but other regions as well. Again, we'll have some of those national experts to provide that expertise. So beyond the basics, yeah, you can go outside and get fresh air and get exercise and use them to get around, really talking about what it means to build civic trust through a transparent process and engaging people in, you know, how their tax dollars are getting used, what it means to create collaboration and sort of build the collaboration muscle in our region as well. All kinds of those topics that are a little bit beyond just the day-to-day use, but really how they impact the civic health of a region.
You've got something else coming up that I think will appeal maybe to some people who are used to living in the digital world, and that's a new online game, the Greenway Challenge. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Greenway Challenge is a way for you to be in the driver's seat. So the challenge is, can you bring a greenway to life under budget, on time, and with as much impact as possible for the community? So it takes you through all the different stages of building a greenway and lets you make those decisions. You know, how are you going to engage the community? What kind of traffic features are you going to include? What are you doing for conservation? And you make all those decisions and you're tracking your budget and your timeline and your impact along the way. So we're hopeful that people will not only have fun playing the game, the challenge, but also be able to learn, you know, what all goes into it so that as we are in their community working with them, they're a little bit more informed too about how it works.
Emma, just about a minute left here. If someone listening has never ventured out into Great River Greenways, what are some of the best places to start?
Yes, they're all great. And I recommend if you go to our website, greatriversgreenway.org, you can go to any given greenway. And at the top of the page, it says download the guide. And there's just a 2-page, you know, PDF, or you can print it out, or we're happy to mail you one if you'd like, that gives you some route options. So if you want just like a 10-minute walk, if you want to go for, you know, several miles, but it kind of plots it out for you. So that's a really great way to get started. And I'll also just add, I didn't tell you about the panel details, but it's Thursday morning, 8 to 9:30, and the breakfast is provided.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And that is at the Clark Family Branch Library. We really appreciate your time with us this morning, Emma.
Thank you so much. We'll see y'all out on the greenways.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.